You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You are listening to 95 BFM. We're going to be speaking to Lulu McRae in just a couple of minutes about what is going on down at Whammy Bar. One of these bands will be playing. This is Unsanitary Napkin with Corporatist Coup.
Radio station here, and we say what we feel like saying, and we bring the truth.
Unsanitary Napkin. That track is called Corporatist Coup, and it's from the Rungus Among Us compilation, which is a fantastic name for a compilation.
It is.
Hardcore music from Wellington. Morena Lucy McRae, how are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Okay. Hey, we're chatting to you today in your capacity as part of the Whammy crew.
Yes.
Because there is a fantastic festival happening down at Whammy in a couple of weekends' time.
There is. It's Whammy Fest 2019, so it's the fifth year of Whammy Fest.
So how did Whammy Fest come about back five years ago?
Well, it actually started in 2013 under a name called Fang Fest. And Fang Fest was before we owned Whammy Bar, but it was held across Whammy Bar, Wine Cellar. The back room didn't exist then, but we had an all ages stage at Cross Street.
Oh, cool.
So that went the Friday night. Saturday was the all ages stage, Saturday night, and then on Sunday we kind of chilled out with hot chips and movies. Nice. So we bought like a deep fryer into Whammy and made hot chips.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, it
awesome.
Was good fun.
I love that.
And then it took a year off in 2014 and came back in 2015 when we'd taken over Whammy Bar at that stage.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's become a bit of a staple of the scene. It happens kind of after the other's way and everyone's sort of like, oh, I still want to see so much good New Zealand music.
And pre-Christmas.
So. Pre-Christmas, so you can sort of get all your music goodness in you. And there is an incredible lineup, as there is every year. Do you want to give us a bit of a rundown on some of the bands that are playing, where they're from?
Yeah, for sure.
Who we've got?
So the idea with Whammy Fest is we like to sort of celebrate the diversity of what is Whammy and the backroom and what happens there every weekend throughout the year. So it's always a mix of, you know, we've got hip-hop, punk, folk, R&B, solo artists performing. We try and invite people who do play at Whammy to sort of thank them for playing and supporting us as well.
Totally, yeah. It's some a of, big family.
Yeah, it is a big family. And I mean, some of the bands, like if you look at it, Harriet, who plays in Ninoy's, she's playing in five bands across the weekend.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hectic weekend.
Yeah, So it's Dateline, who are a fantastic band who are spread across the country. So I think Katie lives in Hastings. Harriet's obviously here. She's playing in Dick Move, which is her new punk band. She is in, what else is she playing in? She's in the Noise, obviously. Vincent HL, and they're about to, both of those bands are about to go on tour to the States, so they pretty much get back and go straight into Whammy Fest. And she sings on Echo O's. So when doing the scheduling, I'm like, okay, Harriet, can you do this? And can you play straight here and do for the play
after run
this
from
band?
Here to here?
Yeah,
can you literally split yourself into two?
Luckily, the stages aren't too far apart, so she just has to go, doesn't have to go too far. Couple of familiar faces. Randa, so he's down at the bar. I see him down there all the time, supporting everybody, and again, everybody within different genres and across the scene. So it's really nice to be able to have Randa back. K2K is back this year, but K2K decided, who played last year, to mix it up a bit and wants to do a back-to-back set with Orb, who's
awesome.
From Wellington. So, I mean, as a name, that's Orb B2B K2K.
Fantastic.
Which, yeah, pretty amazing. Some cool collectives, Leo CW and Community Garden. Community Garden, obviously, BFM. And they're
BFM Buddies?
Yeah, BFM Buddies. Going to put some good sets together. There's some big names. There's Contenders, Echo O's, Hans Puckett. Who else did we... Unsanitary Napkin, obviously, from Wellington. So there's bands from Wellington, Dunedin, Christchurch, all around the country.
I think that's the other thing I love about this lineup is that you've got all the bands, all the familiar faces that you see every weekend at Whammy, but also all the bands that come to Whammy when they tour up to Auckland.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of a place like Whammy and Backroom and stuff, is it's somewhere that people can be like, where can I have my gig when I come to Auckland? Where are people going to show up, kind of regardless of who we are?
Yeah.
Come because it's Whammy Bar, because we know that they put on good music, you know? And that's an awesome thing as well, to see a space kind of be able to have that life too.
Yeah, also that's awesome for us.
The
too.
Price of the ticket for the entire weekend is ridiculously cheap.
Yeah.
If you're going to see
all of these bands.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you'd borderline pay that price for one of
show.
The bands.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally. We try and keep it cheap, I mean, for that reason. All of the money does go back to the bands, though, so there's no sort of profit involved.
It's a labour of love.
It is.
So it's only $30, and that's across the whole weekend.
Yep.
And as you're saying, an incredible lineup. We've only just touched on a few of the bands.
Yeah.
There are so many playing. Holly Afua, who you might have heard on the Drive show last Friday.
She
played
amazing.
Live on Drive.
She's epic.
Very epic indeed. And a whole bunch of cool people. I'm excited to see Ben Woods. I really enjoyed him opening at Aldous Harding a couple of weekends ago.
He's fantastic. And
Keith,
he's touring
well.
With Lucy Hunter.
Oh.
And so that's why both of them are playing as well.
Very cool.
Also, I want to just point out that Heavenphetamine from Japan, the first time we've ever had an international on.
So that's very cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
They're very good friends with Wax Chattels. So Wax Chattels kind of were looking at bringing them over at the same time.
And
so
it's
a very
out.
Family affair.
The big whammily.
Yes. That's us.
Hey, we're going to play Nah Noise now. This one has made its way to number one and lurked around the top 10 for a long time on BFM. You'll be very familiar with it at home. If people want to grab a ticket, where can they go, Lulu?
Yeah, so tickets are from Under the Radar and on sale now as weekend passes. So $30 for a weekend pass.
So cheap.
We will be announcing the lineup, like the Friday, Saturday schedule soon. And if you can only make one of them, they'll be $20 on the door.
Cool. And that is across the weekend of October the 25th.
Thank you
very much for coming up this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
This is Nah Noise with Then Who. Na Noise, Then Who, playing at the other's way, playing at Whammy Fest across the weekend of October the 25th. It's only $30 if you want to go to both nights. And as Lucy was just saying, they're going to be releasing the lineups across the Friday, Saturday soon. So if you can only go to one of those, it'll be $20 on the door. It's an incredible lineup. Orbi, DJ, B2B, K2K, that is hard to say. Ben Woods, Bozo, Chai, Community Garden, Contenders, Dateline, Dick Move, DJ Pro Vibe, Echo O's, Exit Fair, Hans Puckett, bless you Tess, Heaven Amphetamine from Japan, Holly Afua, Kane Strang, Keith, Leo CW, Lucy Hunter, Na Noise, Old Loaves, Oscar Dowling, Randa, Unsanitary Napkin, and Vincent HL. That is a mint lineup. Very, very cool. And awesome to go and support everybody's favourite dive bar as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.